Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Doug Obey back on the show. Doug is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a certified financial planner, the author of Money and the Human Condition, a registered investment advisor. And he's our good friend Doug Obey. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back. So, one of the things, you know, we're hard by the tax filing dates now, and that's on a lot of people's minds.
Yep.
And do you think people are, when they file their taxes, they're thinking there's got to be a better way. We need a better system. This is getting out of hand. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. The average person nowadays has to hire someone to do their taxes. They're so complicated. And, you know, there's candidates that are suggesting we abolish the IRS, which, you know, bodes well for millennials because they are petrified of the IRS.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if that's realistic.
Well, it may not be realistic to abolish the IRS. We sure could change their job description if we had some tax reform. And it would be real tax reform, which would be almost, I don't know what it would take to make that happen, but, there are two or three different kinds of major of true tax reform. Moving pieces around inside the code that we have now is not really tax reform, is it?
No, it's really not. And if we want tax reform, Jim, we have an opportunity right now, with an election coming up in November, to at least choose a candidate that is suggesting tax reform. And I'm not suggesting one party over the other.
Right.
But on the Democratic side, all right, Clinton has not suggested changing the tax code much other than just increasing rates, especially
on
the more well-off.
Right.
And, you know, Bernie Sanders, he's suggesting increasing rates tremendously, but then all kinds of giveaways.
Right, like free education, free college education.
Exactly. Right. Which, you know, appeals to a lot of young people and young parents. On the Republican side, you have Cruz, who is suggesting a flat tax of 10% for individuals making over
$36,000, mm-hmm.
and then a flat tax rate of 16% for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Trump suggesting eliminating most loopholes and going down to 4 tax brackets instead of 7, with lower tax rates for all, starting with individuals
which is very much like the Tax Reform Act of 86.
Exactly. Which, if you remember,
Which was pretty effective, yeah. That particular tax reform in the Reagan administration in 86 was pretty severe for a lot of folks, and it actually worked.
It did. It increased revenue tremendously.
Right. So go ahead.
And then Kasich, all right, he basically wants to keep the current plan but with reduced rates.
Right. So there's the netted out. That was a good survey. A good summary there, Doug. And the last two of the Republican side are the most pragmatic, because in order to get flat tax, which I completely subscribe to, I like flat tax, the flat tax idea. Mm-hmm. To get that done though would take. I mean, there'd have to be a lot of funerals and maybe some medication involved to get that done. What do you think, Doug?
Well, you know, the flat tax, I think the flat tax would still have to be somewhat progressive. In other words, the flat tax rate would have to be different, I think, on different categories of
right.
income.
Right.
All right. And if you're really looking to, I think the average person looks at taxes and says, you know, we have to have a tax policy in this country that helps the poor and burdens those who can afford it best. I mean, we've all kind of been brainwashed into believing that's fair tax policy.
Right.
And if that's the case, then the progressive tax plan we currently have, all right, fits because, you know, it all but eliminates the income tax for the bottom 50% of income earnings. All right, they simply pay only 3% of all income taxes paid.
In my opinion, the one thing that needs to happen though is the tax base needs to be broadened.
Well, you see, that's where your flat tax. Yeah. Or a sales tax or a value-added tax.
Which we're going to talk about this. We'll come back. Let's talk about the flat versus the sales versus value-added. This is a really good discussion, folks, because a lot of people are still confused about what a value-added and sales tax is and what has to be done to make them work. Doug Obie and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.